You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy, flippity flip flop to the dribbity drip drop. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you and welcoming you to a brand new Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. This is the soul that came before rock and roll, the true unabridged rhythm and blues roots of rock and roll. Last week on the program, we began a two-part series on the great vocal group, the Five Keys. Certainly one of the most influential and important vocal groups of the 1950s. Not just because they scored some major hits, like 1951's Glory of Love, which topped the rhythm and blues charts, but more importantly because they were such an influential group to other vocal groups of their day. In part one, we covered the early career of the Five Keys, from their Aladdin Records signing in 1951 through to about summer of 1954 when their contract with Aladdin Records was up. And even though they hadn't scored many hits during that time, they had enough cachet to get signed to a major label, Capitol Records, which would see six more rhythm and blues hits and four pop hits over the next 3 years. That's what we're going to focus on in this week's show, part two, the end of 1954 through 57. Okay, so here we are at the end of 54, and some of the essential members of the group are missing. They've been drafted. So as it stands right now, the Five Keys consist of Marilyn Pierce, the great blues shouter of the group, singing tenor. Ripley Ingram, who sang octave tenor, which means he sang a half a note above the rest of the guys, and really defined the Five Keys' early recordings. And Bernie West, the original bass singer. Ulysses Hicks sang first tenor and joined the group to replace the great Rudy West, who had just been drafted. Rudy is the great lead tenor on The Glory of Love and many of their smooth ballads. And Raymond Loper had joined the group to replace Dickie Smith, who was also drafted. Their first recording session for Capitol Records was held on August 30th, 1954, in New York City, under the direction of Big Dave Cavanaugh, the head of Capitol's A&R department. They recorded four songs that day, two of which became their first single for Capitol. The single, Ling Ting Tong, backed with I'm Alone, was issued in October of 54, the same month that Rudy received his discharge. Ling Ting Tong is one of those novelty songs you could never record today, but it was acceptable in 1954. The song entered both the rhythm and blues and pop charts at the very end of 54 and the beginning of 55, where it rose to number 5 on the national R&B chart and crossed over to number 28 on the pop lists. Immediately following the release of the Five Keys version of Ling Ting Tong, Otis Williams and the Charms came out with their own version of the tune, which also went to number 5 R&B, but outdid the Five Keys just a little bit on the pop chart, with a position of 26. Let's hear it now, technically the Five Keys' second biggest hit of their career. Featuring Marilyn Pierce singing the lead, it's Ling Ting Tong as we kick off part two of my two-part feature on the fantabulous Five Keys.
Try some okumbu diet, try some okumbu.
I went to Chinatown, way back in old Hong Kong, to get some egg foo young, and then I heard a gong. Ling Ting Tong, got to sing
some more kombu diet, try some more kombu.
Ling Ting Tong, he would never be wrong. Go on and sing your song, Ling Ting Tong. Ling Ting Tong, try to sing that song. Go,
try some more kombu diet, try some more kombu.
This is what I found back in Chinatown. A ling ting tong, try to sing that song called Dice some more kaboom-da-ye, dice some more kaboom. Ling ting tong, he would never be wrong. Go on and sing your song. Some more kaboom da ye, tie some more kaboom. Need someone to hold my hand.
From Newport News, Virginia, the Fantabulous Five Keys with I'm Alone, the flip side to their October 1954 release, Ling Ting Tong, which topped out at number 5 on the rhythm and blues lists and crossed over to number 28. That's the Five Keys' first crossover record. Both of those songs feature Marilyn Pierce singing lead. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, their great tenor balladeer, Rudy West, was discharged in October, and by the middle of October, he was back on tour with the group. They played a week-long stay at the Apollo Theater in New York. And while they were at the Apollo, singer-songwriter Chuck Willis handed them a song he had just written called Close Your Eyes. The group was immediately blown away by this tune, and recorded it at their next session for Capitol Records, which was held on November 16th of 54. Rudy was back, and he's singing the echo part, with Marilyn Pierce singing the lead on Close Your Eyes. It would be issued as their second Capitol single in January of 55, just as Ling Ting Tong was scoring big. Close Your Eyes would eventually make it up to number 5 on the R&B chart, but it would fail to cross over pop, which doesn't really make any sense to me, but it just doesn't seem like the pop world was ready for Ballads by the Five Keys. That would change soon, though. Here they are with the beautiful Close Your Eyes, the Five Keys, this week's feature on The Juke in the Back.
Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Open your heart.
Open your heart.
And whisper.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
You love me. Everything all right.
Things gonna be all right.
Hold me, darling.
Never let me go.
Darling, and tell me.
And tell me.
You love me.
You love me. You love me. You love me.
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Even though. This is not the way I want it to be. But if you got to pretend, that's all right with me. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Open your heart.
Open your heart.
And whisper.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
Tell me you love me.
You love me.
You love me.
I love you, darling, with all my heart and soul. Do you love me?
My faith, what is your verdict? Don't make me wait. I've been on trial deep for a long time. What is your verdict? Please, please make up your mind. I can't deny that I love you so. The evidence proves it, I know. Sentence of life with your charms. Imprison me, dear, in your arms. I know I love you. That I confess. What is your verdict? No, is it yes? Is it no? Is it yes?
another Five Keys classic. That's The Verdict, featuring the great balladeer Rudy West on lead vocal. That was their third Capitol single, and it was recorded at their third Capitol recording session, which was held on April 25th, 1955. The Verdict only went to number 13 R&B and once again failed to cross over to the pop charts, but it's one of their greatest songs, no question about it. And if you look at the label, The Verdict was written by Alan Freed and Glenn Moore. So it looks like Capitol Records was trying to have an R&B smash. That's why they included DJ Alan Freed as one of the songwriters. That way, Freed would get half of the publishing royalties in exchange for heavy play on the radio. A little thing we might call payola, but back in 1955, an accepted business practice for promoting records. The next Capitol single came out in July of 55, and it comes from that same recording session from April 25th. This is I Wish I Never Learned to Read, which features both Marilyn Pierce and Rudy West sort of dancing around each other vocally. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part two of my two-part feature on the great vocal group The Five Keys, this week on The Juke in the Back and The Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, and contributors Derek Justman, Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
Gee Whitakers, all you want to do is play. A Jiminy Crickets, you never get no love in that way. A holy smoke, don't you ever want a kiss? Gee Whitakers, I look at all the fun we miss. Heebie-jeebies, baby, what you gonna do? A holy cow, I never seen nobody like you. Oopa-oopa, gee Whitakers, you never give me a chance. Jeepers creepers, all you want to do is dance. you're gonna ever stop. My gee Whitakers, you're gonna make me blow my top. Baby, don't you give a fig. Bye, crackety, come on, let's make this gig. Dag, blame it, you're just a little gad about. Chief Whitaker, come on and knock me out. Hush, shucks.
Whitakers by the Five Keys, recorded at their fourth recording session for Capitol Records, held on August 26, 1955. That song features Marilyn Pierce singing lead, and it was issued by Capitol in October of 55, where it rose to number 14 on the national R&B lists. Its flip side, 'Cause You're My Lover, also charted, but even higher, rising to number 12 and featuring Rudy West singing the lead. 'Cause You're My Lover has an interesting new sound for the Five Keys. For one thing, it features this soulful jazzy saxophone on the bridge, and Rudy West is virtually singing alone. You can't really hear the rest of the guys on this record. It's a good song, don't get me wrong, but I kind of feel like this is the song that kind of turns the tide for the future of the Five Keys. To my ears, their sound became less of a group sound from this record on. At this point, it's more like a lead singer and a couple of guys just woo-wooing in the background. But cats and kittens, you be the judge, as we feature the second half of the Five Keys' incredible career, this week focusing on 1955 through 57. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging on the juke in the back. Right now, let's spin, 'Cause You're My Lover.
Although the world is upside down and things are gloomy all around, still to you you're my lover. Sometimes you're sweet and oh so mild. Sometimes you're mad and oh so wild. You treat me like child, but you're my lover. What matters how you treat me, whether it's cruel or kind. You can kiss or beat me, baby, I don't mind, unless you say you'll stay with me. I know my heart just won't be free. I found that you're my destiny.
my lover.
You promised you'd be true to me, but then what did you do? You broke the rules of love. You took my hand, then we were one. Each day I spent with you was so much fun. But after you had won my heart, you broke my heart in two. When you broke the rules of love, you broke the first rule, baby.
First rule.
Then you broke the second rule, darling.
Second rule, darling.
And after I love you and forgive you, darling, though I know it's true that you broke the rules of love. I love you and forgive you, darling, I know it's true that you broke the rules of love.
The Five Keys, featuring Rudy West on lead vocal with You Broke the Rules of Love, a song that was recorded way back in August of 55, but not issued by Capitol Records until January of 56. That one failed to chart. Up next is a jumpin' Five Keys tune, and it's kind of got a weird sound in that it features all the guys, basically two sets of duets. Maryland and Rudy are doing this lead duet, and Bernie and Ripley are kind of doing a call and response duet. You'll hear what I'm talking about. She's the Most was issued in April of 56 and missed the charts as well. But it's a great tune that you won't be able to get out of your head. I promise you, baby. Here are the Five Keys and She's the Most.
Gives your eyes a treat.
She's the most.
most, coast to coast, she's the most, she's the most, she's the most.
Lips like cherry wine,
she's the most.
Big eyes that shine,
she's the most.
And she's mine, oh mine.
Got the most, coast to coast, she's the most, she's the most, she's the most.
Five Keys, I Dreamt I Dwelt in Heaven, the flip side of She's the Most, issued by Capitol Records in April of 1956. I wanted to take a moment to talk about the band that you've heard backing up the Five Keys on all of these Capitol recordings thus far. It's the Howard Biggs Orchestra. Howard Biggs was a pianist who was born in Seattle in October of 1916. By the early 40s, he was playing jazz clubs all over New York. He got into songwriting and recording and actually wrote Write Me a Letter, which was a huge hit for the Ravens. Then his orchestra began working around New York as the session group for various labels, Capitol and the Five Keys just being one of them. However, for our next Five Keys recording session, Howard Biggs' orchestra would be out, replaced on this session by the Van Alexander Orchestra. Alexander was a composer who actually began his career selling musical arrangements to Chick Webb. How cool! And then he went on to compose movie scores. Well, the reason why Alexander began recording with the Five Keys is that the Five Keys began recording in California. Big Dave Cavanaugh, who I mentioned before was the head of A&R at Capitol Records, brought the boys out to California. He beefed up their musical arrangements and even added female choruses on some of these songs and changed their material to a lot more pop-oriented material. But it was well-written pop material and ended up scoring them hits on the pop charts that failed to make the R&B lists, which is kind of funny. The Hollywood, California recording session was held on June 26, 1956. They recorded Out of Sight, Out of Mind, which would become their biggest hit. The song was written by Ivory Joe Hunter and Clyde Otis. and it went on to hit number 12 R&B and cross over to number 23 pop. It features the beautiful tenor of Rudy West. Here's one of their signature tunes, this week's feature, The Five Keys with Out of Sight, Out of Mind.
Out of sight, out of mind. So the story goes, you forgot I exist. My broken heart knows. Out of sight, out of mind. Someone new, but I can't change my love the way that you do. Forget if I could, but my heart is blind. You are gone out of sight, but not out of my mind.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the second half of the Five Keys' career, and I'd like to focus on another tune that features the great lead of Marilyn Pierce. This one, My Pigeon's Gone, was actually written by Otis Blackwell under his pseudonym John Davenport. It was recorded on Leap Day, February 29th, 1956, and it's this week's Great 78. Here are the Five Keys with The Jumpin', My Pigeon's Gone.
Gotta buy it, she's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta buy it, she's
Whoa.
Gone. She flapped her wings
and the way she flew. Yeah, 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 the things I said.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Got me a dollar, got me a dime. A dollar is yours and the dime is mine. Now don't that prove I love you? Prove that you're my thrill. If that don't prove I love you, no, no, baby, nothing will. Me an apple down at the store. I gave you the apple while I ate the core. Now don't that prove I love you? Prove that you're my thrill. If that don't prove I love you, no, no, baby, nothing will. Take my old jalopy, my high school ring, my trophy I won at the dance last spring. You got all my records, my photograph too. Maybe it all belongs to you. Now don't thrill. If that don't prove I love you, no, no, baby, nothing will. Don't that prove I love you? 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 If that don't prove I love you, baby, nothing will. Take my old jalopy, my high school ring, the trophy I won at the dance last spring. You got all my records, my photograph too. Maybe it all belongs to you. Now don't that prove I love you? Prove that you're my thrill. If that don't prove I love you, no, no, baby, nothing will. If that don't prove I love you, baby,
The Five Keys with a jumpin' pop tune, Don't That Prove I Love You, from 1956. It was recorded in Hollywood back in June of 56 with Van Alexander's orchestra and released on Capitol in November. You can really hear that full band arrangement on that tune. Its flip side was another hit record for the Five Keys, Wisdom of a Fool, which features another smooth Rudy West lead. Here's the interesting thing about Wisdom of a Fool. It failed to make the rhythm and blues charts, but it did make number 35 on the pop chart. At this point, the Five Keys are through having rhythm and blues hits, but this is one of their finest songs, the sweet Wisdom of a Fool. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring the second half of the Five Keys' storied career this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues.
If you're lucky enough to have someone who loves you, then be glad that you've got someone who loves you. 'Cause lips that were warm can grow cool. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. When you take her poor heart and you do something to it, and you think to yourself, why did I do it? You may find that the world can be cruel. Listen to the wisdom of a fool. Now I had a love just the same as you, and I was a fool not to see. But you still have time to say you love her. Glad that she's waiting, you'll be happy, believe me, if you'll only listen to the wisdom of a fool. Only listen to the wisdom of a
your left foot, you move it front and back. Same thing with your right foot, now you're moving jack. You start your body rocking, rocking to and fro. Start to snap your fingers, now you're ready to go. You got to move, move, move with ease. Light as a feather in the evening breeze. You got to swing, swing, swing and move. Everybody holler,
it's a groove.
Shoulder swing this way from side to side. Now turn around and circle with a free and easy glide. You start your body shaking from your head down to your toes. Your fingers begin to quaking. Now everybody, let's go. You got to move, move, move with ease. Light as a feather in the evening breeze. You got to swing, swing, swing and move. Everybody holler,
it's a groove.
You got to move, move, move. 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 Baby, it's a groove.
Marilyn Pierce handling the lead vocals for that bouncing 1957 tune, It's a Groove by the Five Keys. This week's feature on the Juke in the Back as we wrap up the amazing career of the Five Keys. We've been focusing this week on their later years. So let's hear their very last charting record, Let There Be You. It features Rudy West on lead, and it went to number 83 on the pop chart, but failed to make the rhythm and blues lists. It was recorded at Capitol Studios in Hollywood on January 14, 1957, with Big Dave Cavanaugh's orchestra. Cavanaugh was head of the A&R department at Capitol and had overseen all of the releases from the Five Keys. Capitol issued Let There Be You in February of 57. So here they are with another full band arrangement featuring strings and a white chorus. You can barely hear the other four keys singing on this record. It's really a Rudy West solo single. Here is their last charting record, The Five Keys with Let There Be You.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please, let there be you.
Shoo-be-doo-be-doo.
Let there be rain, and there was rain. There be heavens up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. You are the feeling of spring. You the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong?
only stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there.
Let There Be You, the Five Keys' final charting record, featuring Rudy West singing lead. That was issued in February of 57. The group continued to tour throughout the rest of the year, while Capitol Records continued to issue singles that failed to make the charts. By 1958, Rudy West had decided he was done with the road, he wanted to start a family, he had just gotten married, so he left the Five Keys. Shortly after that, Raymond Loper also left the group. Both of these guys were replaced and the Five Keys carried on. In 1959, the Five Keys were offered a contract with Cincinnati's King Records. At this point, one of the newer replacement members got sick and decided to leave the group. Serendipitously, one of the original Five Keys, Dickie Smith, was available and rejoined the group singing baritone. The Keys would end up having 9 releases for King Records, and Rudy West even came over to King to record some solo sides. But they still failed to chart any hits. In 1960, most of the boys had finally had enough, and the Five Keys essentially broke up, although Marilyn Pierce kept a version of the group going for years to come. The great Rudy West passed away on May 14, 1998. And we lost Raymond Loper in October of 2002. Marilyn Pierce is still out there singing with a Five Keys group, and to the best of my knowledge, Dickie Smith is still alive. As I've mentioned throughout this two-part series, the Five Keys were a group's group. They were a group that were heavily influential on other groups. Other guys liked to emulate their sound, and what a sound they had. From their early rhythm and blues roots on Aladdin Records to their smooth pop tunes on Capitol Records, the Five Keys proved that they truly could sing it all. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this two-part series on the wonderful Five Keys. Remember, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week listening to the soul that came before rock and roll, right here on the Juke in the Back. I'd like to close down part two in a similar way that I closed down part one, with a previously unreleased record from the Five Keys' early days at Aladdin Records. This one features Dickie Smith on lead, and for some reason, Aladdin Records did not release this incredibly beautiful version of the classic 1942 World War II hit, The White Cliffs of Dover. Dickie, who was normally singing more mid to up-tempo R&B-tinged numbers, does an absolutely gorgeous job with this ballad, just like he did with I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Marilyn Pierce is handling the bridge on this, and I hope you dig it as much as I do. One last time, here are the Five Keys with a previously unreleased recording from March of 1953. It's the White Cliffs of Dover. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and I'll catch you all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
There'll be blue shepherds will tend their sheep. The valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his only room. Again there'll be love and laughter and peace ever after. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. The shepherd will tend their sheep. The valley will bloom again. And Jimmy will go to sleep.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.